The holiday shopping season got off to a violent start. A temporary Walmart worker was trampled to death by shoppers eager for post-Thanksgiving bargains. About 2,000 people waited outside this New York Walmart before it opened early on Black Friday. Witnesses said once the doors opened, the impatient crowd knocked the worker down. And then some shoppers stepped over him and streamed into the store on Long Island. Dozens of store employees tried to help the man, but it was too late. At least four other people, including a woman who was 8 months pregnant, were treated for minor injuries. The store was closed for several hours after the incident. Investigators said they were reviewing surveillance videos, and some said criminal charges are possible in the case. Southern California, shots rang out inside a crowded toy store. Authorities said two men shot and killed each other inside a Palm Desert Toys R Us. The shooting happened near the front of the store in the checkout area. Investigators say there was a fight between the two men, but it wasn't over a toy. Toys R Us has issued a statement expressing outrage over the violence.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
First officers at the scene attempted to give first aid to this victim, and as they were giving first aid, those police officers were also jostled and pushed by this crowd of shoppers rushing, forcing their way into the store.
A day after a worker was trampled to death by an early morning Black Friday stampede inside this Long Island Walmart, people are wondering just how a post-holiday hunt for bargains could cost someone their life.
It was just total mayhem.
This woman was inside the store. She says the 34-year-old worker could not survive the crush of humanity when the pre-dawn blitz line made its way through the doors.
He was trying to control the crowd. No use. They just pushed on him.
That employee fell to the floor, was stepped on by hundreds of people before help could get to him.
Police say the crowd even jostled first responders as they attempted to revive Demithai Damore, who was pronounced dead at the hospital about an hour later. His father says he was a good son.
My son is a good boy. You know, 34 years never be in trouble.
Police are looking at surveillance tape in an attempt to identify people who stepped on the man. Charges are possible, but police say it may be hard to single out those responsible. Police say there wasn't enough security at the store. In a statement, Walmart calls the incident an unfortunate event that happened in spite of extra security and working closely with police on precautions at the store. Meanwhile, those who knew Damore call his death senseless.
Sounds kind of crazy. They act like animals. Just to buy something for $5, say $5, actually murdered this guy. It's ridiculous.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
They're savages. They're savages. What they did this morning, they're savages. That's not right.